With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Friday, February 15th.
A lot of people don't know Chris Malone is one of our jingle singers here.
He's
a very talented young man.
Talented.
He and Janie can harmonize perfectly.
I get a check every once in a while for 7 cents.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So funny.
What are you
going to
do with
I got that
then?
Going for me. This is what we chit-chatted about this morning on the show. We found out all the data mining that Facebook, Twitter, Google, everything that's online that they're taking and selling to other people.
All that stuff they know about you. Hey.
It's people are saying, hey, this is really unethical and very unfair. And there's even some saying it's not even effective.
It don't work.
Yeah. This is actually a study that looked at this, and they found that just 17% of people believe that the way that they have personal ads is ethical.
Yeah.
59% say that it is even using personalized information to tailor their news feeds is unethical. I kind of believe that.
Nobody likes it.
I mean,
nobody likes it.
Especially with news. I mean, it may not be my opinion, but it's news.
I need to know
what it is.
Exactly.
I don't need you to tailor it just based on my, bias of it. It was kind of interesting is they actually did this worldwide and found that those in Germany actually said, put it up in a nutshell. They said, look, you're not giving us much of an option here. This is the only choice in between using a dominant social network for giving important information or not.
Yeah, right. So, but you know what they do? And here's the business model. What they do is they take your information and they sell it to advertisers saying, I know that this person's left-handed and they're red-haired. And
So
I'm going to put advertising that will be skewed to them. But are people, when you see this stuff on your ad, how often are you actually responding to this stuff?
Well, I've done it a few times. I'm guilty. I try to avoid it on purpose. But every now and then, it's literally stuff that I've bought 2 bathing suits through a site and now it's my favorite site. And then I bought something for my cats, too, that has been the best Instagram gimmick that I've succumbed to.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but
I think it just depends on the content.
You also said that you bought a mattress and then you started getting the ads for the mattress.
Well, that's the problem that in the formula. They haven't figured that out either. Like, obviously, when you click on something, you've got to know that your history is being tracked. Like, that's just a thing. But my problem is, it's like, I bought the mattress. I don't need one for the next month. Why are you still sending me ads?
How many male enhancement pills have you bought? That's what I want to know.
This is interesting here. Little kids, they're like sponges. We found out that Pippa Pig is British, and a lot of kids are watching it, and they're getting a little bit of a British accent.
There's the cutest video we've got of these little kids talking like little British boys and girls, because they're watching this little cartoon that was, it was done about like 10 years ago in England, but Netflix has it now, and the kids apparently love it. It's just a little corny pig thing, but he's got his own British accent, and the kids are starting to go, is it Georgie?
Yeah.
One of the little girls is like, Dad, do we have to go straight away?
Yeah.
The dad's like, wait, what?
They call that, by the way, the phenomenon of the Peppa Pig syndrome.
That's the name of the thing, Peppa Pig. Isn't Peppa the name of one of the royals' sister?
Oh, gosh,
Pippa.
I don't know.
Pippa.
Oh.
Pippa, that's right, yeah.
Sorry.
I have a friend, too, whose child used to watch Dora the Explorer a lot, and he asked her a question once. She was sitting in the car seat in the back, and she answered in, like, it was like a number, like, hey, how many of those did you get? And she answered in Spanish, because she'd learned recently her numbers from 1 to 10.
Nice.
I love
that.
Very
nice. So let's talk about our love-hate relationship with laundry, probably doing some of it this weekend.
All right, Chris is going to redesign your laundry room. Just listen to him right here, okay?
You know what? We love our clean clothes. Who doesn't love clean clothes?
Well, it's the weekend. We have to have clean clothes.
Yeah. I always call it the never-ending cycle. Unless you like walking around naked,
you're right.
You've always got to do laundry. Here's some tweaks you can do to your laundry room, maybe to make things a little bit better. I don't know, but some interesting ideas. First off, installing a drying rod in the laundry room or even over the machines themselves to optimize space.
My mom always had that.
If you have like a delicate shirt or something, you just put it on a hanger and voila, you're good there. Also, there's nothing worse than losing a sock behind the washer or dryer, and I have one of those front-loading washers that are like 700 pounds.
You can't move it, right?
I'm going to just have to burn the place down.
You know where
the
socks go?
No.
Right where the Tupperware lids are.
Wherever that is.
Yeah, they hang out together.
So they say if you build a shelf right behind the open part, not only are you going to hide all the wires and hoses and everything, but you're going to keep things from falling down there. And you've actually got a shelf where you can put some stuff if you need to.
Sounds good.
And then take a tip from the dad's garage and use a pegboard in your laundry room.
Oh, yeah.
This will allow you to hang up baskets to hold detergent, fabric softener, and even maybe duffel bags so you can have the separate whites and coloreds that you know your family's not going to use.
And remember to outline it just like Dad's. The screwdriver goes here, the wrench goes here. Right. On his pegboard. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. The keto diet, it's very popular. It's where you basically don't eat carbs to put yourself in ketosis.
Ketosis.
I'm sorry.
That's where your body, since it doesn't have carbs, it starts to get this carbohydrates from the fat you have on your body. But it can be pretty dangerous, though.
There's a growing voice of health concern from health professionals saying that cutting out of one particular food group has serious harmful consequences, such as shortening your life. According to this report, they
said... that's a pretty big consequence right there.
Yeah, that's not even like you may lose life. Like
no.
You are going to.
Yeah, right.
This is the report they said, that in particular with carbohydrates, if you're eating less than 40% of your recommended amount of carbohydrates or more than 70%,
that's that
it's
window.
Just as bad.
Between 40 and 70% of your diet should be complex carbohydrates. Because when your body goes into ketosis, it's kind of an emergency mode.
So you shouldn't be doing that long term.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And doctors actually did this, and this is like with the Atkins. They did it for people that needed surgery quickly but could not be put under anesthetic because they were too big,
heavy. Right.
So they needed to rapidly lose weight in order to do whatever the procedure was.
But this was a temporary thing, so we can dump a lot of pounds so I can finally maybe save your life with an operation.
Right.
But it shouldn't be like this the rest of your life. I've got one friend that's been on it over a year. She's lost a lot of weight, but she has other health problems, too. And I'm thinking, once you get it down there, you have to have a balanced diet is the way. That and exercise, you can't get around it.
And that's what they say, is you might want to use the keto to get down to the weight that you want, but to maintain it, you probably should switch to the Mediterranean diet, which is a diet rich in plant-based whole foods, such as veggies, grains, beans, and nuts as well.
And it's delicious, by the way.
Yeah, it's very delicious. So you can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
Your Valentine's flowers, how long are they going to last before they start wilting away, much like somebody's love?
There's $100 worth of flowers, and I'm watching them droop 4 hours after I bought them.
Yeah, that's very
true.
It's
like the banana. By the time you get it home, they're all brown.
So, by the way, yesterday for Valentine's Day, we sent approximately $1.9 billion worth of flowers home.
That's good business.
You want to keep them fresh as long as possible. And it's as simple as popping in a penny into the vase, but make sure it's a penny made before 1982, because the theory is that copper is a natural antibacterial properties, which could help your fight away germs. And pennies made before 1982 were 97% copper.
Right.
The ones afterwards only have a light coating of it.
Yeah, so
on
go
there.
Through your penny jar. You got one before 1982. That copper will help. And also... changing the water is important.
I didn't know this, because I will top the water off, but I didn't know that they say, no, you really should change the water.
Right.
And
I'm a little lazy for this one.
And trim the stems each time. When I bought roses yesterday, and you cut them at a 45-degree angle, gives more surface area for the water, but then every time you change the water, cut a little bit of them off, because they get clogged up like a cigarette filter.
Yeah.
So you want to give it a nice, fresh cut.
And they say if you can't do that every day, do it every other day, at least for the water, and enlist the help of the turkey baster, just to kind of suck the water out.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then, what is this with hairspray with the flowers?
This is kind of a weird one here. I really did think it was strange. But they say you can actually do a little spritz of hairspray to help your flowers last longer. They say take them out of the vase first and give them a light spray, hang them upside down until they're dry, and then put them back in. I'm assuming somehow it stops the moisture leaving the petals and the leaves.
Well, will it make anything stiff?
I don't know.
Just asking for a friend.
I understand. where are we? You can also, if you're looking,
where are we?
We're looking to preserve. If you want to keep the flowers afterwards they've died. You can actually spray them with
dried flowers.
You spray the hairspray. That actually will help them stick together when you move them, and actually keep the color longer. So I think that's pretty cool.
I'm gonna get some hairspray.
And then finally, we learned how you can make your own Amazon Alexa skill.
I didn't know.
Pretty neat.
This is cool. They've been doing this for like a year, right? With the Amazon Blueprints.
Yeah, last year Amazon released its Blueprints tool. So, because I know in our business, like for our KTK one, for the radio.com app, you have to send it to Google or Amazon,
and
then they have to approve it. Okay. And you can realize if we're doing this and thousands of other people are doing
it's gonna
it,
be a, take
it's
a while,
lot of
yeah.
work. So what Amazon did last year is they released their Blueprints tool, which is at blueprints.amazon.com, is where you basically have the codes there. All you do is just plug and play. You just pop in whatever you want it to do and then send it to your Alexa. It'll do it for you. So if you wanted to say, you know, have Storm Roberts say good morning to me, you could record good morning and then piece that skill set together and then put it on your Alexa. Right.
I like the one where, like, let's say you're on vacation or something, or you have a favorite aunt or uncle, can read a bedtime story to your kids, and you can have it in their voice. He can read the bedtime story, and even divide it into chapters for you if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the best part about this is that this has been open for a year, so you've got the people that have that know a little bit more than we do.
Yeah, right.
They've got them already done, and they now posted them back up on the website.
There's probably bedtime stories in there somewhere, a skill that somebody's already written, and all you have to do is use it. Right.
Just replace the voice or replace even use their voice or whatever. So I think that
pretty
was cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Of course, the information is at our website, ktk985.com. I was actually thinking about this. I wish I had a recording of my mother. Because I would have stuck that in there.
I know people that have saved, like, answer machine messages.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I ended up getting my phone stolen, and I lost all my voicemails for my mom. And today it's, like,
no.
the worst. Yeah.
And you can't get them back.
No, I can't. So this would be, that alone would be worth it for me.
Right. Wow. Yeah. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, it is. So there it is, our show for today, Friday, February 15th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, also on the radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.